Due to the stressful nature of police work, law enforcement officers face higher risks of obesity, suicide, sleeplessness, and cancer. That's according to a new study from a researcher who has a unique insight into the issue. The Innovation Trail's Daniel Robison has more.
I was a New York State Trooper for about 23 years in my previous days.
Dr. John Violante sits at his desk on UB's South Campus, recalling his time as a police officer starting in the 1960s.
You know, during that period of time, I'd seen a lot of things.
Toward the end of his two decades as a cop, Violante earned his Ph.D. in social and preventative medicine. He's since put his expertise to work studying the impact of modern-day police stress.
In my time, my career as a police officer, things were not as complex as they are now.
Officers today face increased scrutiny from the public, are often filmed while on the job, and confront stronger firepower on the streets, says Violante. These and other factors make it hard to unplug from the job.
Take, for example, when you go to work in the morning, probably one of the first things you do is to put on your bulletproof vest. I mean, it could be anything from seeing dead bodies to dealing with abused kids to seeing suicides, to seeing people in terrible traffic accidents, to seeing assaulted people. And these things are commonplace in the everyday activity of officers.
But police work can also be overly routine and even boring, Violante says. There's a lot of downtime and uneasy anticipation.
And then you have those few moments where you have, sheer terror.
All of this can add up to break down the mind and body, making it more susceptible to serious ailments. While this has been suspected through anecdotal evidence for decades, Violante's most recent study confirms it. Over the past 5 years, researchers interviewed more than 460 officers in Western New York about their health. Results showed officers are more likely to be obese, commit suicide, and face declines in mental health.
Always wondering what you're doing is right. Having to make a life or death decision in a matter of split seconds when someone's either coming at you with a knife or a gun or something like that. And what do you do? So it's a difficult job.
Yet seeking mental assistance may hinder a promotion or result in an officer's gun being taken away. And police culture often discourages officers from talking about mental issues, Violante says. But he hopes his study helps take away some of the stigma and encourage law enforcement officers to take care of themselves.
You've got to expect that the feelings of stress and trauma that you experience in bad situations is a perfectly normal response, and that it doesn't mean that you're crazy. It doesn't mean that you can't handle things. It simply means you're a normal human being.
Violante's research was recently published in the International Journal of Emergency Mental Health. In Buffalo, I'm Daniel Robison for WRVO News.
Reporting by the Innovation Trail is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Visit innovationtrail.org.